We are learning Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amabez, and we are beginning at two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top. Ein Machshichim. We learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to go on Shabbos towards the end of your Tchum and wait there because you know you're going to have to hire a few workers there at the end of Shabbos or to bring Paris back after Shabbos. That's also because of Vimsei Chavtzecha. Zog to Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, a Maisa of a big Tzadik. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa v'chosid echad, Shnifetzloy parrots. There was a certain chassid that he had a beautiful fence around his field to protect people from coming in or animals from coming in, and there was a breach in the fence on Shabbos. Pesach Sodeo. V'nimlach aleh legoidra. And on Shabbos he thought, he said, you know what, I gotta fix that. And then v'niska Shabbos, he remembered, oi, Shabbos, how did I think that? And because of midas chassidus, v'nimna oise chas legoidra. He said, I'm not fixing it. I thought about it on Shabbos, I'm not gonna fix it. V'nasa loy neis, and a neis was made, but also by tzlaf, and a caper tree grew in that spot and blocked up that breach. And not only did it stuff up the breach, but we men a hoisa panasa, so a panasa shabesef. And that he had a lot of panasa. That caper tree was enough to give him panasa. That's this Gemara chassid. Who is this chassid? So in the Sefer HaGegulim, the Maram Pana says that this chassid was none other than Slavchad. That because he was the Mekoshish, and he was a Chal Shabbos in his early Gilgal, he wanted to mechaper that by here, that even for Machshava, he wouldn't think about a Machshava on Shabbos. And because he thought about Machshava, he punished himself, he's not going to make the breach. And that's why his name is Slavchad. Lashon Slavchad. It's a remez for one caper tree. Slavchad. That's who this was. So the Gemara a person is allowed to tell his friend, are you allowed to tell his friend, I'm going to Bar Park tomorrow? Shabbos, on Sunday, I'm going to Bar Park. You're allowed to say that. I'm going tomorrow to Bar Park. It's out of the Tchum. Zok to Gemara, it's not Muchach, it's out of the Tchum. Why? If there'll be Borganim there, you'll be able to walk. This is already a preview to Mesechus Erevin. The law is that you're not allowed to walk out of your city 2,000 amas. Now, what makes something a city? As long as houses are within 70 amas of each other, they're all considered one city. So if you want to make from here to Borough Park one city, from Lakewood to Borough Park one city, you put a borgen in a little hut every 70 amas, and where someone could live, and that makes this into one big city. So technically, when I say I'm going to Borough Park tomorrow, it doesn't mean it's also, because maybe I set up borgen that I could walk in on Shabbos. Therefore, since it's not mukach from your words that it's that you're going to Bar Park, therefore it's mutter to go. Mutter to say this. Mutter to say, I'm going to go tomorrow to Bar Park. So we're trying to ask the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel is mechashtos. They let us say something. If it's possible, do it beheta on Shabbos. Go to the end of Yitzchum in order to hire Payalim or to bring back Paris. So I'm going to Bishlam, let's go Payalim. Bishlam to hire Payalim. That was Shabbos and Matsyagu. It's impossible to hire on Shabbos. Therefore, we understand why it's also to do. Elohavi Paris, but to bring back Paris, Lame Mashim Yesh Shamachitz is maybe. What do you mean it's possible to bring Paris back? If there will be walls, I'll be able to bring it back. So it's not Muchach that it's also. So why can I go to the end of Yitzchum for that? So our answer to that, Meshkachas la Paris Mechabarim. Talking about Paris Mechabarim. And Paris Mechabarim, Paris that are attached to the ground, is impossible to detach it without being over Issa Shabbos. And therefore, you cannot go to the end of Yitzchum in order to bring the Paris back. So bring tomorrow another kasha. V'atari Rav Ishi, Rav Ishi learned in the Brayis, brought in the Brayis. It says in the Brayis, Emechashich ma'atchum lahoi teven kash. You're not allowed to go to the end of Yitzchum in order to bring back teven and kash. So Bishlam and kash. Bishlama straw meshkach is lama mechuber. That we understand that kash is mechuber. That's straw, maybe it's mechuber, and that's why you now go there because you now go to the end of your tchum to bring back your straw because the straw is mechuber, it's shayla of toilish. Elo teven, heche meshkach is lama. Teven means straw is detached already. Straw is detached already. What's the problem? What's the case? To teven usually means that's the taich of teven means detached straw. So what's the case that it's a shayla of Shabbos? Maybe because I could say, look, if there will be mechitzas here, I'll be able to bring it back. So what's the problem? Why can't I do this? And for the Gemara of Tav Nasario, talking about he's watching over spoiled teven, which is muksa, because it's not even ready for a behema, and therefore I guess he's going to use it for building. And therefore, that's muksa, and there's no way to bring it back on Shabbos, and therefore you can't go towards the end of the Tchum in order to bring it back after Shabbos. Tosfos speaks out that the kash, you could have also answered that was muksa, because usually kash is not really for Ma'icha Behema, and it's usually muksa, like Tosfos speaks out. And Mara HaBetatara, Mara says that that could be attached. So, Mara Vayit, another Shiloh on Shmuel. Toshima, we learned, it's a Mishnah later on actually, that says in the Mishnah later on, the Machshichim al Tchum of Akecha Iskikala. Since it's a mitzvah, you are allowed to go to the end of the Tchum or to take care of Iske Kala right after Shabbos. For Tzorchi Chuppa. But Iske Meis, same thing for Iske HaMeis. The things you need for the Kvura, the Tachrichim, the Oroin. You're allowed to go at the end of the Tchum for that. So Gemara makes a deal. Iske Kala Meis in. Dafka, of course, a mitzvah of Iske Kala Meis. You're allowed to do that. Because that's called Chefzi Shemai. But Iske Acher, but the same type of thing you're doing for the Kala Meis, if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, lo, you wouldn't be able to do it. So Bishloima Acha Dumi the Kala. Bishloima is something else that Dumi the Kala. What do you do for the Kala? You get the Kala roses. Mishkachas Lola Migzle Asa. To cut a myrtle or a rose, so you have to cut that. That's a Shiloh of the Raisa, of something that's also on Shabbos. So there's no way to do that on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also to go to the end of the Tchum in order to cut off a myrtle. Even and for Kala, it's Mutal Chav Shishmaim. El a mace, my new, which is so handling with a mace? Lahavi Le Aroin, Vitachrichim. To bring Aroin and Tachrichim, probably to bring back the Aroin, the Tachrichim, the shrouds, but Ketani, Mace in, Ava Achaloi, someone else can't do it. Vamai, Lema, Shemiyashu Mechitzis, maybe, if the Mechitzis, I carry it. So what's the problem? Mechara Shmuel's Vart, that if the Gedan Behetter, it's not a problem, so why can't I do that? So the Gemara, no, Mace Dam Mishkachas, Lola Migzleg Lima. Mace also, you're talking about, you're waiting there at the end of the Tchum in order to have someone cut up clothing to make Tachrichim. And that's a iser that can't be done on Shabbos. No way you can do that on Shabbos. And that in that case, it wouldn't be lemeis. It would be a stamp for a person. It would be aser. It wouldn't be a mitzvah. It would be aser. Because that is not possible to do on Shabbos. Like upon him, that's a small mechadish das that you're allowed to say, I'm going to go somewhere. Now, to go to Colorado, that already you can't say on Shabbos to come out with these, because that's impossible to do on Shabbos. That's only way possible to get on a plane or a car. And that's aser on Shabbos. So some Rishonim say, you're still allowed to say that, because you're not saying anything, you're just saying a story. I'm going there tomorrow. I'm not saying that I'm not saying something like Maisa that I'm doing. I'm just saying I'm going there tomorrow. It's like a story. So some Rishonim say, it's only if you say, come with me, that's when it's also due. But if you just say a story, I'm going tomorrow to this place, that's not a problem. A lot of Rishonim hold like that. Look at La Halacha L'Maisa, Ayin, the Mefarshim. So what the Gemara Vayta? Aval machshichim. It says that, end of the Mishnah says, that you're allowed to be, the next part of the Mishnah says that if you go to watch Paris, watching Paris is not a problem on Shabbos, that you're allowed to go towards the end of the Tchum for on Shabbos. And once you did that, you could bring back, you could detach Paris and bring that back. Because you went for a different reason. You didn't go for detaching Paris, you went for watching a Paris. Therefore, once you do that, you're allowed to bring back the Paris already. So what's it's mashma? It's mashma, the minute Shabbos is over, I could go detach the pears and bring it back. Freit the Gemara, va'av agav loy avdol. Even though you didn't make avdolah, I could go back and bring my pears back. Va'amar avdolah zavan antignis b'shem avdolah zavan Yaakov. Also loy la'odom, shi'asach feitzav kerem shi'avdol. You're not allowed to do any malach, any work before avdolah. So how? He didn't make avdolah yet. He just finished Shabbos, he's allowed to bring it back. He didn't make avdolah yet. How he's allowed to do malach? Maybe you'll say he daven ma'ariv the avdol b'tfila and he made avdolah in tfila. Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel ha'mavdil b'tfila. Someone who makes avdolah in Shmoneh Esrei, right? Tzarech shi'av l'kois, don't make avdolah l'kois. So maybe he made a tak avdolah l'kois. Kois b'sal d'mika. Where's that wine in the field? There's no wine in the field. And the Gemara Tegma Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel ha'mavdil b'tfila v'en ha'gisa shanu. We're talking about ben ha'gisa's. Talking about he was in the area where there was a lot of wine presses, in the wine press season, there's wine presses out in the field, and therefore he had wine. And Echanami, the case was here, it was made Avdolah. Because the first question was, the guy's out in the fields, like, he didn't go back home, he was still here, right? So where did he make Avdolah? He could daven, but he doesn't have a kais. Terry says, yeah, Ben Akishan, I don't want a kais. So far we're learning, you don't do any malacha until you make Avdolah ala kais. Omalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi, no, Abba didn't tell it to you. Marav Amrina and Hachi, Hamavdil. They say in the Eretz Yisrael, they say Hamavdom Mekodesh Lachol. They say the words of Mavdom Mekodesh Lachol. Rashi says like Kera Ba'alma Lelavis Samach. To Melava the Shabbos Queen, Shabbos King. You say Amal Mekoresh Chol, then Vavdino and Tzorchin. You could do the work you want. And Rashi speaks out. After the Negregal Abdullah. And the Koshkin the Abdul Batfila, of course, if you make Abdul Batfila, that's enough. You don't have to say Hamavdam Mekoresh Chol. So what comes out of the Rab Abba? He's saying that the meaning is that if you say Hamavdam Mekoresh Chol, you could do Malacha. And Rashi says, the Kavachim, if you say Batfila. Agav, the Torah is the Dayak from the Rosh, that you have to say Hamad Mekoresh Chol even if you set up a tefillah in order to do malacha. Omar Ravashi, Kavina Ber Avkana, Ava Oyma Mavad Mekoresh Chol, Umasals and Sulsi. Ravashi said a story, a Maisa Rav, that by Avkana we say Hamad Mekoresh Chol, and then they used to grind up, Sulsi used to grind up his twigs. He used to grind up his twigs on Shabbos after he said Hamavna Mekoresh Chol. So let's see how we paskin. So we have to open a Reish Tzadik test. Simon Reish Tzadik test. That's a simon about Havdalah in Shulchan Aruch. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that Halach Lamaisa says also last Shem Halacha Kaim Shiyavdu Vim Hivdil Betuila. If you have Betuila Mutter Afish Dain Lehivdil Alkais Vim Tzarek last Shem Halacha Kaim Shiyavdu Betuila. If you have to do Malacha before you Yavdu Betuila even Oimer Hamavdu Beloy Bracha Vaisim Halacha. So that's what you paskin. You could do either one, like Rashi Shita, either Mavdu Betuila or Mavdu Peh. And the Ramah speaks out, V'chein Noshim, She'enim Avdilim B'tfilah, they don't daven Ma'ariv usually, Yesh Olamdom, She'yemru Amavdom, En Kodesh L'chol, Koyim She'yas Malacha. Now, there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says, like the Ramah brings down, V'yesh Oyim, L'chol Zav Malacha, Gemurug, En Kodesh V'oyrig, Avahad Lokas Ner Ba'alma, Yitzhash V'shosh, En Tzarech Hazeh. But Yeruchim wants to say that could be that even without Hamad Mekodesh L'chol, a small little thing, he might be able to do a small little thing. And it's only Tekharas, because really the whole thing is only Tekharas Chacham they need Havdalah. So therefore, when something is very small, could we don't have to say that. It says, Mezeres Pashat HaMinig L'Hakel Shvadikim Neres V'yach Omra HaKal Baruch Hu. But it says, Ha'ikka Kesvar HaShayna, just say something first. You should say something first in order to be Yoytze, the mitzvah, this Shaila of saying Havdalah first.